Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. Still to come, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Oh, and did I turn his mic on? No, I didn't. Now he can hear you.
Yep.
So, we will, of course, talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind, and we've been talking about the so-called generation wait and how they are less mobile than any other folks in the last 50 years in this country. Mark, you pointed out, as you have before, that apparently staying at home with parents is not uncommon in a lot of other places around the world, that it's a fairly uniquely Western, if not United States, thing for people to leave the nest.
Canada, too, probably.
And when they get out of high school, basically, or as soon thereafter as possible. I don't know. Maybe that's just something that is just so cultural.
I think it's Hollywood-driven,
yeah?
Really. And
this is what you see happen in the movies, and so that's what people kind of do.
Well, that's what you want. It's what you want for yourself and your life is what you've seen. These are the great adventures as you've grown up. This mm-hmm. is, you know, these people, the friends, Seinfeld, you know, all these people, they lived on their own. They scraped by. Sometimes they'd complain about money or whatever it would be. Obviously, in Friends, they didn't work much, but, no wonder they were complaining about money sometimes. Nobody seemed to have a job that they went to. Spent a lot of time at that coffee shop.
You watch Friends.
I liked Friends. It was fine.
So let's go to the phones and get your thoughts here. The idea of staying home longer, some staying into their 30s before they move out. Let's go to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, how you guys tonight? Viva
hey.
Cannabis.
Hey, Dave.
Greetings from high on top of the Purple Mountain Majesties.
Hi, you got the active word. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Now, you assume that there. Ian,
it's an educated guess. It's more than an assumption. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I think America has forgot about that family is what makes countries. And I think living with the family is good. And like Mark was saying, it's typical in U.S. to be dispersed. And in other countries, the family is a strong bond. I think that the government should kind of help out families to stay together, to live together. You know, like if you want to add on to your house because you want your son and new wife to have a home to get started in or something, that you should get a tax reduction for building a strong family, because strong family builds strong nations. And I think this nation knows that and is trying to destroy family in a way, because they want to be the caretaker, or you know, the boss, you know, the or whatever, you know.
I don't know if I see a a conspiracy behind it as far as the government goes. I mean, they give all kinds of credits for having kids.
They offer nothing for the families to stay together and to build on the same property and to keep the family together.
Well, the government's job is to extract the money from you, not to let you keep it. So, I mean, I find it unsurprising that they might do something like that. But to me, what it is that it makes sense. I mean, I understand why young men and young women want to have their own place. There are advantages to doing it. It's just that I don't know if it's the best financial choice, and you know, the reasons that I decided to move out really weren't financial reasons.
I moved out right after high school, joined the Marine Corps just to escape New Jersey and to see the world, you know, and that's young people want that. They want to go see the world, travel.
They do.
Dave, thanks for your thoughts tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe I should be envious of these people that have stayed. I mean, I left when I graduated from community college, so I was about 20 when I moved out.
Well, you're a freedom fanatic. And yeah. The idea that people, any people, even those people who are related to you, could have any kind of ability to tell you how you're going to live your life is completely unacceptable to you.
Yeah, it's true. I don't like being told what to do.
And it doesn't really have anything to do with what you're being told necessarily, because your
That's
parents
true.
Aren't going to tell you anything necessarily bad. You've got to be able to make your own way in this world, and that's your personality type. I'm saying that the average person might be looking around right now, and I don't know that this is true, but enough people are living at home, enough young people are living at home, that other young people are saying, well, you know.
Why not?
When I was 18 years old, I was in prison by 19, I was going out as often as I could and going to bars and drinking and things like that. No, it wasn't like
fake ID?
I'd go to the places that would let you in at 18 and over and then just kind of get drinks.
Not ask questions, yeah.
It wasn't as big of a deal back then, maybe, as it is now. I don't really know the specifics as to how hard or easy it is to drink in bars as a young person these days. Not something I have to worry about. But,
right.
You know, that's what I wanted to do, and that was important to me, and it's something that's easy to perpetuate. You know, it's attractive. It's fun to go out and dance and drink and find loose people. So there you go. Why not do that? Spend money on it.
Yeah, and it would be interesting to interview some of these people that are still living at home with their parents and kind of find out their reasons. You know, is this something you're only doing because of financials? Or is it just because, why not? You know, it's just more comfortable, it's easier, and you got cool parents or whatever, and you don't mind living with them. And maybe that's just it. Maybe, you know, they've got such a great family relationship that for them, it's not a burden to stay at home. For me, it would have been a burden on me to stay under my parents' roof. And they weren't particularly restrictive. I mean, they weren't bad parents or mean parents or anything like that. It's just that's not what I wanted for myself. And, you know, maybe there's just some people out there that have got such great familial ties that it's just so comfortable and so easy. Heck, stay there till you're 40. Who cares? It's just mom and dad. You know them real well. You know they're not going to screw you on the rent.
I had a friend who lived out on Siesta Key. You know, it was a pretty nice house. He had like
there's some junky houses out there, but yeah, okay.
They had the mother-in-law apartment on the house, so basically he had his own entrance. He had his own unit, and he's like, I'm never leaving here. Why would he do that? I had another friend on KC Key. He's got the boathouse.
Wow.
And they've got the main house.
So it's all about the incentives then, right?
I mean, really, it is. And so, I mean, you know, what's the difference between having your own door certainly is a plus. There's no doubt about it. And that's what Dave was talking about. And I'm for that. But
you can come home drunk and you don't have to worry about mom seeing it.
I guess. I mean, you know, and that's what I'm saying is that perhaps parents that are 10 years younger than mine were, actually my parents were a little older generally anyway, 10 years younger than I, mine were, 15 years younger, may be able to handle this emotionally. Oh, he's coming home drunk, or he's brought a girl or boy or whatever they might bring home, whatever sort of species you might drag in.
So for those of you out there with that drive to independence, or for those of you who have got a liberty-loving family, you really should consider the Free State Project. To get together with other people who think like you. And a lot of people who come here, you know, they don't have a whole lot of money to their name, but they've got enough saved up to where it's going to carry them for a little while. They can get a job, and a lot of people have roommates here. Johnny Ray, you've got some roommates. I've got a roommate, and I used to own this house. So, you know, I don't mind living with people.
Nothing wrong with roommates.
Living with my parents.
If you have good ones.
Something I didn't want to do. So come on up here, and you can join with what is going to be 20,000 people who will have slated themselves to move to New Hampshire. They have signed the statement of intent, which says they will move to New Hampshire once 20,000 is reached and get active in as whatever way they possibly can to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We have over 15,000 people signed up for the Free State Project thus far. These are independent-minded people, and a lot of people are bringing their families up with them here. You know, the Bartholomew brothers, we met them out in California.
Corey and Jonna, they're all coming.
Yeah, they're an awesome Liberty family, and that's really exciting. So freestateproject.org, go and check that out. We look forward to seeing you up here in New Hampshire one of these days, if you care about freedom, that is. If you don't care about freedom, then you should just stay right where you are. All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week on the way. Plus, Mark will tell us about government agents and how they're likely to be cheaters. We'll explain what I mean by that. It's not necessarily the cheating you might be thinking about. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can, of course, take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. That's the ProXPN toll-free line. What is ProXPN? It is a global virtual private network, and that means that all of your online data is encrypted, 512-bit encryption. When it leaves your computer, and as it's coming back into your computer, it's all encrypted, meaning your internet service provider no longer knows where you're going and what you're doing online. Did you know that most ISPs keep records of every single site you visit and every search you make for at least 6 months? Some of them as long as 5 years. Now, those records can easily be obtained by anyone with a court order. You know, those aren't hard to get. So,
well, that's just now. Who knows whether or not in the future employers or insurers or these other people are going to need to... they want to know what your internet searches are. People would have said it was crazy 5 years ago that, hey, watch out for what you put on Facebook. Employers are going to look at that.
Yeah, it's true. I know that I think it was Katie McCall who we've had on the show. She was a felon in California for nonsense. She was practicing medicine, supposedly. She was helping somebody give birth, basically. And she had a job recently, and somebody Googled her name, and then she lost her job after that because she was a felon. Didn't matter how good of a job she did at the workplace.
Yeah, didn't matter what the conditions were of the felony, that the fact that it was for being a midwife and sitting there while an experienced home birther decided to have a baby.
So anyway, you got to be careful what you put out there, and ProXPN protects you by making it so nobody knows what you're doing online anymore because, well, they don't keep records of that. And so everything is encrypted as it leaves your computer, meaning that your internet service provider can't look at your data anymore. They don't know what you're doing. Now, you can get ProXPN for Windows, for Mac, for iOS, or for Android, and you can actually install ProXPN on all of your devices with one account. You can only use one device. Wait, Mark, you gave me a clarification on this last night.
You can use... several devices, but you can only use them if you have the pro account. Yep. you can use
different servers.
So if you say you get your smartphone attached to the Netherlands server and your laptop attached to the Los Angeles server,
and that's
okay. Fine.
You
can do it at the same time.
All right, that's good to know. So ProXPN, it's an amazing deal. $5 a month is what you can break the price down to if you use our discount code FTL20. That gets you 20% off the premium account, which is unlimited bandwidth. And as you're saying, Mark, you get to select the servers you want. You select server in Singapore to all the websites you're going to. It looks like you're in Singapore.
It's true.
They don't know where you are. So you protect your location, you protect your information, and it's smart stuff for $5 a month. Use our discount code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL or buy with Bitcoin. You can only use Bitcoin on their yearly account. And by the way, that 20% off is good on both the monthly and the yearly deals. But the Bitcoin, you can only buy the year-long account, and you'll in return for using Bitcoin, they're going to give you 33% off the price.
You want to use Bitcoin because
they want you to use Bitcoin.
It gives you such a discount.
Yeah, so again, proxpn.com/FTL, and again, FTL20 is the discount code for using the dollars. If you want to use Bitcoins, there's no discount code. You just get the discount because of Bitcoin. So again, proxpn.com/FTL. Tom is in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Hello, Tom.
You know, if people move out of the house, then are you still there?
Yeah,
we're right here, Tom.
Yeah, okay. If somebody moves out of the house, then mom and dad are still legally the next of kin. And you cannot just go ahead and appoint somebody else to be your next of kin. Like, let's say a funeral director, and then if you die, then the funeral director just follows your instructions and sends your body to a medical school that will take care of that for free, because you cannot fire your mother and father as next of kin, and they still get to handle all of that stuff, whether you like it or not. But what I'm getting at is, let's say some high school guy turns 18 and his parents don't like him being a homosexual and he's fed up with them not letting him have his boyfriend over. So he moves out and he gets married to his boyfriend and they're going to live happily ever after in Trenton, New Jersey. Okay?
All right.
Well, wouldn't you know, he gets hit by a truck and gets rushed to St. Francis Medical Center. And if he's dead on arrival, then his boyfriend, his husband, is the next of kin and handles the funeral arrangement. If he's alive on arrival, let's say, and he gets airlifted to Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia and dies there, and his boyfriend goes rushing over there to pick up the body, they say, oh no, we can't hand over the body except to the next of kin. And Pennsylvania doesn't recognize same-sex marriages.
Mm.
So therefore, we're going to call his mommy and daddy and have them pick him up. Okay? And the parents decide that they're going to have the funeral at Sacred Heart Church in Trenton. So as soon as the funeral procession, the hearse crosses the Delaware River into New Jersey, now all of a sudden the homosexual husband is the next of kin and says, hey, what are you doing with that body there? He's the next of kin. You know, it's kind of like
baffling. Yeah, that's a little bit of a mix-up. Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Mark, you're going to tell us about government workers and how they are more likely to have been cheaters in school. We'll get to that story here in a moment, but Johnny Ray, last week we attempted to do Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. It was the final segment, as it frequently is when we do Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. And we ended up having a conversation about a different game. We talked about Dominion, which is a favorite just kind of strategy card game that, of yours. But that wasn't what your Game of the Week was, although right. The word Dominion does appear in the Game of the Week, which is why we ended up on the tangent.
Sure, but it really was. I mean, my Game of the Week was Dominion asterisk. You know what? Let's not just even go down that road again and get too caught up. This week, fresh week. I wanted to start. I got an email. Somebody forwarded me an email from a listener, Damon Freeman, who had his own games of the week.
Uh-huh.
Among them, well, they were Pixel Dungeon, which is it's available on Android. I don't know about iPhone, but it's a roguelike. We talked about roguelikes before. I still actually don't have a great definition for them, but Pixel Dungeon is I think a dungeon is procedurally generated, so it's sort of different every time, and you're running through it with your little pixel man.
It's like a top-down kind of view.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you get as far as you can, and then you die. And so you just
run. You don't slash. You don't hack. You don't use magic. You're just running.
No, I'm sure that you're doing more than
you
that.
You haven't played the game.
Right. Right. I've just now looked at some pictures of it.
I see.
And but one of our listeners recommends it. He also recommends GURK 1 through 3. And I played GURK 1.
Mm.
And GURK, it's sort of like an old school, very old school looking. A lot of these games on Android are like that. They've got retro style because, yeah, you know, they're kind of forced into it. And GURK is a fantasy role-playing game. And I played the first one, and it was fine. It didn't really hold me. Maybe the next iterations are better. There's nothing wrong with it. It was fine.
You got to be careful, Johnny Ray, passing on other people's gaming recommendations.
He also recommends the DOS box emulator. You know, if you want to play DOS games on your Android.
All right, Ultima. Sam,
Ultima?
You've got a recommendation, though, right, from Johnny Ray?
I do.
All right, coming up in moments here, Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Maybe you got some bitcoins you want to send our way. We got the Bitcoin tip jar, and actually, we're doubling the bitcoins. There's a gentleman out there who's offered to match the Bitcoin contributions that you make to the show. We've got this matching contribution thing going on with the AMP program, which if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, send $5 a month to Free Talk Live via the AMP program, that's being matched. But also Bitcoin contributions are being matched. So go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about Bitcoins there. It's an amazing decentralized currency that just in the last 2 weeks has shot up dramatically in price. Actually, I haven't checked since earlier this morning. I know there was a drop within the last 24 hours. It's been a pretty big drop. So I don't know if it's recovered.
I think it's about 620 right now.
Is it at 620 right now? Still, that's an amazing price point for Bitcoin as compared to just the last month. So it's been an amazing ride, and you can get in on this. And once you've got some bitcoins, you got to do something with them. So you can
have a wallet
if you want.
Actually, not once you've got them. You have to have a wallet to get bitcoins. I mean, it's just you must have a wallet. So the best place to get an online wallet is blockchain.info. So you can go to cashinthecoins.com to get your bitcoins. But once you have them sent, you better have a wallet address. In order to get them sent, you have to have a wallet address. And blockchain.info makes it easy for you. They've got apps for Androids and iPhones as well as your desktop or laptop, so you can access the same account through all these. It's integrated. It works great. It makes it very easy to use this cool new technology. That's blockchain.info. It also has tools to make it possible for you to send and receive your Bitcoins anonymously. Time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Let's continue here.
Endorsed by Ben Bernanke.
Johnny Ray is giving us his game of the week. Now, you teased a little bit, Johnny Ray. You gave one of your listeners games of their week. But what did you want to share?
My game of the week is Dominions 3.
Is that Dominions plural or Dominion apostrophe S?
Do you just like games with the name Dominion in them?
No, I just like great games, and it just so happens that one of the greatest games ever made, revolutionary
launched a revolution in card games was a game called Dominion.
Okay.
And Dominions 3 is a great game. Dominions, it's the plural. Mm-hmm. Dominions 3 : The Awakening. And the premise of the game, the setup is that the god who has ruled the world has moved on. He's either died or he's gone on to do some other thing. So these pretender gods are rising up, and they all compete to try and spread their dominion over the world and increase the faith, the people's faith in them. Yes.
Okay.
And the game was made by a couple of Swedes. There's something about me and Sweden and Swedish games. I don't know, but it's a the game was created by two men from Ill Winter Game Design, Johan Carlson and Christopher Osterman. And it's a turn-based. Wikipedia describes it as a turn-based fantasy strategy game, and it is fantastical. But the designers are more interested in mythology and the different mythologies that have the real world mythologies that have sprouted up over the world and through the
you might as well use
course
the ones
of human
that
civilization
have existed already because they're deep. They've got the deep storytelling, and you don't have to create all this universe. And there's all kinds of interesting stuff. Do you want to be Vishnu? Do you want to be Thor? Do you want to be Quetzalcoatl?
Right, right. Excellent. And I'm glad you used that word deep, because that is one of the adjectives that is most often used to describe the game. Dominions 3. Now, I don't know if you guys are looking at pictures. Ian, it looks like you are.
I do have some pictures.
Dominions 3, the graphics are pretty rudimentary.
Mm-hmm.
These guys don't have a 60-man team working on this game. They've been developing these games for 10 years or more.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Was it the same team through all three iterations?
Yeah, these same two guys.
Mm-hmm. That's unusual. I mean, as you point out, there's no huge team behind this. This kind of harkens back to the olden days of
right.
gaming, where it was more likely that you'd have a very, very small team of a couple people, even one person in some cases, design a game.
Uh-huh.
And so it'd be a very kind of intimate gaming process that, and the result would is a very different experience.
Yeah, very personal.
Yeah.
This game, Dominions 3, reminds me most of a game called Master of Magic, which was, I believe, was a Sid Meier game.
Okay.
And I think Sid Meier made a lot of his early games by himself. Yeah, Master of Magic was a game. It was like, I don't know who made that game, but it was a game like Civ, the original Civ. That's what it looked like. But it was a sort of a fantasy setting. And you could cast these spells that were global enchantments. So Dominions 3... The names of the factions in it have been changed, so you're not playing as the Norse or the
God knows it'd be terrible to change
Zoroastrians.
Keep the same names.
But you start the game and you create your pretender god, and you've got points that you can spend on their body. And basically you're selecting a sort of a monster type that you're going to infuse all your skills and stuff into. And all those different monster types have their own abilities, so some of them cost more or less. You could have your god could be a fountain of blood, which,
wow.
Yeah. If I were to make my pretender god a lich,
That's a dead wizard.
That's right.
Undead wizard.
That's right. A lich is an undead wizard. And currently I'm playing sort of a Chinese-type faction. And, when I was playing EU4, I was playing as the Ming. So maybe there's something, maybe I have some, like yellow love going on with me. So I'm playing as Chinese.
I want to apologize to all our Asian listeners.
And I'm playing as a master lich, and he's got his own sort of abilities. He's undead. He can't be affected by poisons, and he's got a lot of magic.
So the goal is to conquer the world?
Yeah, the goal is to conquer the world. The game map is a bunch of provinces all hooked together, and you conquer province after province, and you build temples in them, and you research magic, and you can build magic items if you've got a good crafting type, some good crafting heroes, or a pretender god who is a good crafter. My lich is a great crafter, and
So this god is actually in the game as a character that is in the battles and such?
Yes, he is. He is a unit that you have.
Okay.
The game, it's got, there's 1,500 different kinds of units. The game has just grown and grown and grown.
Wow.
And often when you talk about something like that, a game with 1,500 units, it's a lot of them are the same, but the color palette has been swapped
right,
for them. And that's not the case so much at all with Dominions 3. There's a lot of personality, a lot of creation has gone into it, and I guess that's about all I've got to say right now.
Single player?
It's designed to be multiplayer.
Really?
Yeah. And that's where it really shines, I'm going to say. I've only played single player.
Okay.
And I've only played against easy AI opponents.
Did you play the previous iterations, or is this your first one?
No, this is my first experience with Dominions.
How'd you get turned on to it?
I'm glad you asked. There is a...
I hope you're looking for new games of the week.
there's a video game personality by the name of Bruce Garrick. He's a journalist. And he discovered this game somehow, and he was so enamored by it, he ended up writing the manual for it. He's one of my favorite video game reviewers. And the manual is fantastic. It's like 290 pages or something.
Wow.
Yeah, he just started playing the game, and it was like the experience was one, and I think it was intentional on the designer's part, that it's like a black box, and you don't know what all's happening. When I'm looking at the different spells I have, there's sort of a text description of what it does, but it doesn't say it does 15 damage or anything like that. So it's kind of mysterious.
Yeah, you have to try it to find out.
And Bruce Garrick felt that was sort of a shortcoming, so he decided to write a manual about it.
And just because he loved the game.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We will come back, and you just know this guy because you follow his writings online?
Precisely.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You can bring up anything. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week this week, Dominions 3, available, what, Windows? Do you know?
I got it on Steam.
Oh, there you go. And so that's available on a lot of different
platforms. Yeah, for $19.99.
All right, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some Bitcoins.
Well, you could buy Bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy Bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day, and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want here in the remaining moments. We'll get you on at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number brought to you by Pro XPN. Free Talk Live brought to you by Jason Osborne, who has helped out a lot, helped Free Talk Live make it successful, make us successful over the years by being a long-term sponsor of the show. But he's also behind the scenes on the School Sucks project as well.
Indeed, he is.
You heard Brett on the air with us last night, if you were listening.
Yeah, the School Sucks Project is a show about, you know, learning alternatives, different ways, because they know that education is something that you do for yourself. It's not something that the government does for you. You can go find out about the School Sucks Project by going to schoolsucksproject.com. They've got some very interesting series there, and I think you'll enjoy it. Schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, let's continue here. We're going to get Johnny Ray had one more thing to add about his game of the week, but I want to get Steve on from listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio earlier about the new abortion law.
I'm not sure of which abortion law and which state you're referring to.
Yeah, what
I know,
about it?
I know there's no federal one.
It was supposed to have been that a woman couldn't have an abortion after 20 weeks because scientists had said that a baby could feel pain.
All right.
Is this a federal thing, Steve?
I don't know. I just heard it on the radio.
Okay, so you were calling to ask us about it, because see if we'd heard anything about it?
Yeah.
I haven't heard a damn thing. Don't know anything about it.
I think maybe there's something going on in Texas where the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, had ruled that, oh, gosh, that some new law that they had made would go into effect until a lower court had come to a decision about something.
I got it from Google here. According to, let's see, Reuters, voters in Albuquerque will decide on Tuesday on an initiative that would allow most late-term abortions in New Mexico's largest city, would outlaw most late-term abortions. The measure, if approved, would bar doctors within city limits from performing abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, allowing for a few of the exemptions provided for in most late-term abortion bans enacted in other states. No exceptions are made for victims of rape or incest, according to this story. So there you go, Steve. It's Albuquerque.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. At 855-450-FREE, 54% of city voters say they back the proposal. An immediate court challenge is expected should the measure pass. There you go. Abortion. All right. So, Johnny Ray, back to your game of the week. There was something you wanted to add.
Right.
There were Dominions 3, game of the week.
Yes. Yes. There was a little something that I think sets the game apart from the rest of the pack. When you go to battle against your enemies, mm-hmm. when you go, what you do is you put your army together, you recruit all these units, and you put your heroes in there, and you give them these magic gems. This guy can cast spells from Earth, sea, and
wind. So you give him some loadout that is going to allow him to cast spells, and then you arrange them in, you know, spatially on the how they're going to come out onto the field of battle.
Okay.
And then when those two armies engage each other, it's all computer controlled. Everything runs on its own. So you watch. And you watch to see how it plays out. In case something bad happens, you'll know why, and you'll learn how to set these armies up better. And what I love that computer controlled aspect of it. I love programming something and then putting it together and letting it go. Yeah, a la, I think there was a sci-fi game, Master of Orion 2, that was had a similar concept.
So Dominions 3, and have you won the game yet? You've been playing for how long?
2 weeks.
Same game, or have you gotten your butt whipped a few times and had to start over?
I started a couple of games. It takes a while to wrap your head around the mechanics. So these Europeans, they get their left mouse button, their right mouse button. They get them mixed up a little bit, and they use those things inappropriately sometimes.
Those Europeans.
So that took me a little while to get used to, and just learning how the game was supposed to go. But I followed the tutorial that was written by Bruce Garrick, and that helped me through.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a couple of games that kind of got kind of confused, and I started over. And I have won some games, but I've never played multiplayer, and like I say, that's where the game I think shines. That's what it's designed for. And I've only played against easy AI. So right now, it's the game I need to play at a harder difficulty level to challenge
I played
me.
Console games and they had the choice of easy and hard and medium and all that stuff, who picks hard right off the bat? I mean, I don't really understand.
Plenty of people. A friend of mine, we call him Big Red, back in high school, he ended up working for the Treasury, and now he's retired, I think. He would
the
always
U.S.
pick
Department
hard.
Of Treasury?
Yeah.
And he retired at your age?
Right.
I've got that sounds like an interesting story.
Well,
I guess we paid him too well.
He's a brainy guy. I'm sure that he was investing and saving responsibly.
Okay.
And you know, he got a business degree from Carolina, and I think that the Department of the Treasury was paying him well. He was in the belly of the beast. He was in there.
You know, and I was thinking about that in our conversation earlier about young people not moving out. Is if you work at a reasonably good job and live at mom and dad's for a period of a few years, and you say bank 75 or 80% of your paychecks,
mm-hmm.
you've got enough money to live. I mean, not thrive, but you've got enough money to live for the rest of your life. You can retire by 30. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but most of them aren't doing that.
I don't know. I have no idea what most of them are doing. I suggest that they might not be, but
I guess we wouldn't know for sure. But our caller earlier didn't make it sound like his friends that were living at home were doing particularly well.
It didn't seem like it. So Red and his penchant for starting a game.
He would always play games on the hardest difficulty level.
Right out the gate, no matter if he'd never played it before.
Yeah, I think so. He was he was on the wrestling team with me, and he's a good friend of mine.
So, Mark, what about these government agents and cheating? What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, from the LATimes.com, the title here is cheating students more likely to want government jobs, study finds. College students who cheated on a simple task were more likely to want government jobs. Researchers from Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania
figures
found in a study of hundreds of students in Bangalore, India. Their results, recently released as a working paper by the National Bureau of Economic Research, suggests that one of the contributing forces behind government corruption could be those who get into government work in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something we've talked about, and I think people innately know, we've talked about this on Free Talk Live, is that, for one, we can show scientifically that power corrupts. I think it's fair to say that a government bureaucrat has a certain level of power. I mean, we've seen janitors giving orders to activists here in Keene when people are doing stuff. So, yeah, there's a certain level of power imbued in government. And we see that scientifically we can see the power corrupts, especially if the person who has the power doesn't have the culpability for their actions. So, hey, I was just doing my job. But the job itself corrupts. Now, the question is do corrupt people or more corruptible people enter into these positions at the same time? And if that's so, what happens when you take the corruptible, put them in a situation where they're likely to be corrupted?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's that going to be like for the nation? For any nation, for any organization, because that's what all government is. It's just an organization. It seems to me that it's going to cause them to run amok. And, you know, what evidence do we have that that's not the case? That they're not running amok.
Now, look, what you're suggesting here, I think, is probably true, that, you know, they were likely to cheat in high school, so therefore they're more likely to want government jobs.
College students.
So, you could suggest that this has to do with corruption and the fact that these people are more likely to be easily corrupted or inclined toward corruption, and I think that's all accurate. But it can also simply mean that these are just lazy people. Cheating is a lazy way out.
Corrupt and lazy are interchangeable terms to some extent when talking about government work.
Yeah, but you don't have to be corrupt. You don't have to be lazy to be corrupt. You could also be very, very active in your corruption,
yes,
right?
Like
you
yes,
could,
that's the problem.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this may also be an indicator that a lot of government bureaucrats are just people looking for a sweet, sweet government paycheck and just want to be lazy for their whole lives.
Well, we knew a government worker who worked at the radio station who would go out and take a nap in his
That's
truck.
That's right. Sure would. Smoke up all day.
When it was his job to
Scott
go around
burnout.
Checking out orange trees. Well, yep. I'm sorry, that's corruption.
If
you're in your truck and you're supposed to be checking orange trees for citrus
canker.
But at
the very least, it's not corruption that harms anyone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not today.
He's not victimizing anyone with that level of corruption.
Just saying, the government not only corrupts, but that it attracts the corruptible.
And the lazy. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Johnny Ray's Game of the Week this week, Dominions 3. He's really into it.
Sure am.
All right. We'll come back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.